is that people are interpreting these dates as expiration dates.
Even if that's not what's meant. So the study indicates that standardizing food labels could help reduce food waste. But the wording chosen must be clear to consumers. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org. But the wording chosen must be clear to consumers.
And here we are in New York City. I'm Reverend Billy at the Church of Stop Shopping. Now listen, this 29 minutes you're about to experience, it's got to be something that you can put right on your forehead. Just put your device or your radio or something right, smash it up against your medulla oblongata and just take it in. And what my job is, and the job of the Stop Shopping Church, is to introduce into your body the vibrations of an absolute scalding new evolution. You need to become a new species as a result of this radio experience. You've got to be able to start with sounds like a baboon, like a gibbon baboon, full of this mad DNA. And just go from that and just sail into just an ungodly mixture of inputs that takes your evolutionary DNA and flings you off the cliff into the dark wind, so that you, my friend, will change enough to survive this apocalypse, this storm that we're facing, Anybody out there, this is Bill Talon. I'm a neoliberal, believer in the, banks. And I'm in Westchester right now, and I'm looking south, and I don't know what, something happened in New York. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go on a nature walk towards Bear Mountain, and it's right over there, and I'm just going to talk to whoever I meet and see if, we can start a new community just on the basis of being alive together. Okay, so I'm just walking along here. It's very beautiful. Over there is Chautauqua, where the Clintons, I don't know if they're still there or what, but everything's very smoky here. I'm just going to keep hiking here. And oh, here comes somebody. Oh, looks like this is a, hi, this is a, you're a monkey. Or you, no, you're a baboon. I'm very sorry. So you're a baboon with a very bright, even in the smoke, I can see how bright your ass area is and your tail. And do you have friends around here? Are you by yourself? Okay. Would you just to talk about your life with me? Let's just get to know each other in a little bit. Did you bust out of a zoo, or what do you, are you from a community up here? I see, so, are you walking towards New York City? It looks like something happened down there. I see. So you don't really know where New York is. So that was a large city that was right over there. And I'm just kind of trying to sneak away. So let's walk for a while together. All right, come on. Let's just walk, because I know that if we work together, we can make money and start a new city up here somewhere.
it has begun. The storm has finally come. The water and the wind, now it has begun. Is this some kind of war? The sea won't say a word. The weatherman's up for. Now it has begun. The storm has finally come. My neighbor's in the street. It rushes like a stream. You're caught in it waist deep. What an energized retreat. Do you think you can compete? The hero's tragedy. Now it has begun. The storm has finally come. The drowning and the dead. Now it has begun. My breath is out of reach. Death makes its final speech. Did this storm come from me? Did this storm come from me? Now I know the truth. The waves break on the roof. Where is my higher ground? It's down there with my town. I'm praying round and round. Am I living to be found? A body in the sound. Running round and round. Now it has begun. The storm has finally come. The sea begins to speak. Turn, she says, face me. Now it has begun. Take me to the deep. Take me to the deep. Take me to the deep.
Almost too small for the naked eye, as they say. Are you a mitochondria? Oh yes, a mitochondria. I remember reading about you in high school. Can you gentleman, or are you a lady? I can see that you're a gentleman. Yes. Will you join us? We're going north. We're gonna start a new city. Just walk with us, and there's nothing down there. New York is just a hazy. I don't know what happened down there. I mean, I woke up this morning and it was just gone. So okay, very good. Oh, let's go. Tell us something about yourself. Mitochondria. Go ahead, talk to us. Bear Mountain is over the Hudson River, so I don't know if I can go over the Hudson River anymore, but we'll see who else we come to meet.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for waiting patiently. This is a very unique situation, and I just want to lead off by saying we're so very saddened by the loss of Mr. Jackson in this way. This is a very tragic situation, and as Ms. Green stated earlier, we did receive YCSO deputies, Prescott Police Department officers, Prescott Animal Control. A lot of people responded to these 911 calls this morning. It's a bit of shock and disbelief what they found. They found that Mr. Jackson And we believe this now from all the evidence that we've had at the scene, that there is at the scene, the witness statements that we have, that Mr. Jackson was sitting on his property in a chair, and he was attacked by a bear. We do know that it was an adult male bear. There was quite a struggle. Neighbors responded. They heard him yelling, calling out for help. They responded. They tried to get the bear to stop attacking him. There was honking horns, different things that they were doing. There was no success in stopping the attack. The bear attempted to, or did actually, move Mr. Jackson down away from his, pulled him down off the hill quite a ways, maybe 75 yards, and was in the process of consuming him when one of the neighbors eventually responded with a firearm and was able to shoot and kill the bear and stop the attack. But unfortunately, Mr. Jackson was deceased at that point.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears. Rain. Time to die.
What did you do to the great outdoors? And to our children's children, why and why for? You could undecide about that thing called life. You wanted more gas, more guns, more sacrifice. Will a child from the future knock on your door? Will she say, I'm a dead kid from 2044? Seem to want your future anymore. Will the future wants more life, not war. I am the X in extinction, you fools. Your children's children from 2044. And I am looking for a vacation in the grave.
From the natural world, I'm Savitri D. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has until June 23rd to issue all permits or verifications necessary to complete the controversial Mountain Valley Pipeline, a 300-mile natural gas pipeline from the northwestern part of West Virginia to southern Virginia. The language fast-tracking the project was tucked into the bipartisan bill that suspended the debt ceiling to avoid a government default this month. As the Pennsylvania-based firm behind the pipeline races ahead, environmentalists warn that the sudden turnaround for Equitrans Midstream and its partners sets a dangerous precedent that could clear the path for more fossil fuel projects without sufficient oversight. The ocean waters surrounding the United Kingdom and much of Europe are baking in an unprecedented marine heat wave that scientists say is being intensified by human-caused climate change. Scientists are astounded not only by how much the waters have warmed during the past month, but also how early in the year the heat wave is occurring. The warm waters are a threat to marine life and could worsen heat waves over land this summer. Sea surface temperatures are running as high as 5 degrees Celsius above normal, the warmest in more than 170 years, and are more typical of August and September when the waters are usually at their warmest. Ecological tipping points could occur much sooner than expected, a new study finds. Authors warn that more than a fifth of ecosystems worldwide, including the Amazon rainforest, are at risk of a catastrophic breakdown within a human lifetime. Scientists used computer models with 70,000 adjustments of variables. They found that up to 15% of collapses occurred as a result of new stresses or extreme events, even while the primary stress was maintained at a constant level. The lesson they learned was that even if one part of an ecosystem is managed sustainably, new stresses such as global warming and extreme weather events could tip the balance towards a collapse. Most studies until now have focused on one driver of destruction, such as climate change or deforestation. But when combined with other threats, such as water stress, degradation, and river pollution from mining, the breakdown comes much quicker. A new study by researchers from the University of Plymouth and their collaborators discusses the dire effect that artificial light at night has on coral reefs. Light pollution from coastal cities is confusing corals, causing them to spawn outside the optimum times for fertilization. In normal conditions, moon cycles trigger coral broadcast spawning events annually on certain nights. The timing of this mass synchronized release of both eggs and sperm is critical to the success of fertilization, since male and female corals can't move into contact with each other. Research from the study shows that corals exposed to artificial light at night are spawning 1 to 3 days closer to the full moon than corals on reefs not exposed to light. Coral broadcast spawning events are integral to both the perpetuation of coral reefs and to their recovery from mass bleaching and other damaging events. And spawning on different nights will reduce the likelihood of coral eggs being fertilized and surviving to produce new adult corals. Artificial light at night can now be detected above 22% of the world's coasts and will dramatically increase as coastal human populations more than double by year 2060. For the first time, scientists have successfully transplanted an organ that's been frozen and then defrosted. The novel feat has only been performed on lab rats so far, but the researchers believe it could someday boost the availability of human organs for life-saving transplants. Organs can be preserved through long-term cryopreservation, but it is difficult to revive the organ back to body temperature. To overcome this problem, scientists at the University of Minnesota developed a new nano-warming process that warms the organ rapidly and uniformly from within, rather than just at its surface. Water supplies in parts of Iran are at critically low levels. Drought has stalked Iran for centuries, but the threat intensified in recent years as political priorities trumped sound water management in an area that typically gets no rainfall for 7 months out of the year, and where temperatures can soar to 124 degrees in July. Iranian lawmakers warn the water will run out altogether within 3 months in Sistan and Balochistan. Drought is also forcing water cuts in the capital, Tehran, shrinking Lake Urmia, the largest saltwater lake in the Middle East, and stoking mass migration from Iran's countryside to its cities. Iranian groundwater and wetlands are irreversibly depleted, water experts say. The water crisis is expected to generate political turmoil in Iran. On January 15, 2022, the Hunga Tonga Hunga High Ape eruption rocked the Pacific, generating a powerful and deadly tsunami and launching a plume of material beyond the stratosphere, along with 322 billion pounds of water. It was the biggest volcanic eruption of the 21st century so far, and the loudest sound on Earth since 1883, when the Krakatoa eruption blew out eardrums for 40 miles. The seismic eruption that shook Tonga in January 2022 also triggered an electrifying lightning marathon. The electrical storm lasted over 11 hours and not only produced the most intense lightning storm ever seen, but also the largest lightning rings ever observed. 192,000 lightning flashes occurred across a window of around 11 hours, with 2,600 flashes per minute at its peak, some as high as 19 miles above the Earth's surface. An ancient Maya city has been found deep inside the Balamku Ecological Reserve in Campeche, Mexico. The site, which contains pyramidal structures up to 15 meters high, was first spotted using airborne laser scanning, or LIDAR. The site is located on a peninsula of high ground, surrounded by extensive wetlands. Its monumental nucleus covers more than 50 hectares. The United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights published a report directed at French authorities regarding the excessive use of force deployed against protesters of water privatization in Western France. The official report, published on June 15th by UN experts, follows the violent crackdown that occurred on May 25th in Sainte-Soline. That weekend, over 25,000 protesters gathered on farmland near the village of Sainte-Soline. They planned to stop the construction of a new mega basin designed to support year-round agricultural irrigation. Some 3,000 police officers confronted the demonstrators, and the situation quickly turned into a battleground. In the clash, 200 protesters and 50 police officers sustained injuries. One protester remains in a coma. The UN took explicit issue with increasingly extreme rhetoric concerning environmental activists, a growing trend of stigmatization and criminalization of individuals and civil society organizations raising awareness about the consequences of climate change to justify the excessive, repeated, and intensified use of force against them. And now the sounds of extinction. If we had powerful enough telescopes in the 1820s, looking toward the center of the galaxy, we would have seen a bright flare, Sagittarius A. The supermassive black hole at the core of the Milky Way launched its last known flare about 200 years ago. And we know that happened because an X-ray echo was left behind, and astronomers have spotted it. It was very bright, roughly the amount of energy released by the sun in 820,000 years. Listen now to the echo of our supermassive black hole's most recent flare. The echo emitted sweeps out a circle of the galactic center. It is a giant weight, over 4 million times the mass of the sun.
Scabs just like a vulture while spreading the scourge of global monoculture, cause they want you a consumer, dazing in a stupor, apathetic, sedated, and politically neutered. Or you can be a real citizen, bring your dreams into the streets and stand for all that you believe.
So it's time to wrap it up. This is Reverend Billy again. You know, the themes in this half hour that we attempted, the idea to reorganize, to reestablish and clear up how we see things, how we evolve. That has to do with not just the science fiction notion of evolving into a new species. Yes, of course, but what we have to evolve into right now is a new kind of activist. The large institutions, all of them, military, religious, government, corporations, they're all climate science deniers, basically. They are all moving too slowly, and they're keeping us entrenched in that toxicity. And we're not making moves against them to get them going. Well, I'd like to thank the people that tried to get things going here in this half hour. Brendan Burke. And Jason Candler from the Fiery Eagles of Justice on that story of the hike up Bear Mountain with the baboon and the mitochondria. And we've got Shilpa Narayan, Francisca Benitez, and Dragonfly Diva, three soloists on three of the songs with the Stop Shopping Choir. Rutger Hauer, thank you for your famous sermon from Blade Runner, Crying in the Rain. Jason Candler, our editor, Savitri D, with the news from the natural world. This is Reverend Billy. Signing off. Have a safe and yet wild and evolving into a new kind of activist sort of weekend. Earthalluia.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.